sister.
这是一个长的休假的周末。
So this is a long weekend.
你们愿意来到这里，上帝要加倍的祝福你们。
So you'll be doubly blessed to spend time here.
我们今天跟弟兄姐妹分享的信息是神掌权。
So today's message is God reigns.
我们借着撒母耳记上第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 5.
在开始之前，我们有点点历史的回忆。
So let's have some historical perspective.
以色列人当时的仇敌是腓力士人。
The major enemy to Israelite at that time is Philistine.
当时是以利做祭司。
So Eli is the priest.
以色列人没有经过询问神，就直接去攻打腓力士人。
Without consulting God, Israelite attacking Philistine.
结果以色列人打了败仗，死了4000人。
So they were defeated and lost 4,000 people.
打了败仗以后也没有询问神，就把约柜从庙里抬到 前线来。
After defeat, they brought the ark to the front line.
并且把祭司的两个儿子来到，也跟着他们一起来。
And Eli's two sons also followed the ark to the front line.
结果打了一个更大的败仗，死了30,000人。
They were defeated even further, and 30,000 perished.
经过这样的败仗以后，这个腓力士人呢，就把他们的约柜呢，就掳回了，到他们自己的家园去了。
So they lost the ark to the Philistine.
腓力士人就把神的约柜就从以便以谢就抬到亚斯图这个地方来。
So verse 1, after Philistine have captured the Ark of God, they took it from Ebenezer to Ashdod.
这个是一个战利品。
So it's like a plunder.
所以他们很高兴地打了一个胜仗回来。
So that's the sign of their victory.
不但杀了许多的以色列人，并且把他们许多财宝都掳回来。
Not only they killed many Israelites, they took their Ark.
不但把财宝掳回来，也把他们最神圣的约柜也掳回来了。
Along with many other plunders, of course, the ark is the biggest prize.
所有的战利品都必须要分配的。
And they need to distribute the plunder.
那各样的地方该摆的地方就摆上去了。
So they put it according to the order.
但是神的约柜到底要摆哪里呢？
But where can they put the ark?
他们想了半天以后，就把约柜就抬进他们自己的大衮庙里面，放在大衮的旁边。
So they thought about it. After Philistine, they decided to carry the ark into Dagon's temple and set it beside Dagon.
因为既然掳来了一个约柜，总得要放在一个地方。
They have to put the ark somewhere.
那最适合的地方，那就是他们自己的庙。
Of course, they think the temple is the most appropriate place for the ark.
所以第二天早上，他们起来的时候，发现这个他们自己的神呢的这个倒在这个耶和华约柜的前面，脸呢。向着地面，但是他们就把这个倒下来的大衮呢，再一次的推回去原来的地方。
When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, there was Dagon fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put him back in his place.
我们知道，任何的这种偶像呢，都是很大很重的。
Usually, idol in the temple is gigantic.
因为它能够屹立不摇
，so that it will be stable.
让来拜的人呢，就是觉得是一个很好的依靠。
And very visible for the people to worship.
结果那第二天早上起来的时候，这个大衮这个偶像就倒下来了。
How come the second day Dagon fallen on his face on the ground?
这里很明显记载，只有大衮这个像倒下来。
And this described in the Bible.
所以不是地震。
So there were no earthquake.
如果是地震的话，很多东西都倒下来。
If there's earthquake, many things will fall, but only Dagon fell.
所以他们把这个倒下来的偶像呢，再一次费了九牛二力呢，再把它推回去。
So they took him and put it back in his place.
第二天早上又起来，就发现大衮再一次的扑倒在约柜的面前，并且脸向着地，大衮的头跟两只手呢，都在门槛上面折断了，只剩下他们那个偶像的残体。
But the following morning, when they rose, there was Dagon fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord again. His head and hands had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. Only his body remained.
So, 在这里你可以看到一幅的图画。
So, you can see the picture here.
如果我们进入他们大衮的庙的时候呢，一进到门之前呢，那里有个门槛，你要跨越门槛才可以进去的。
So, usually there's a threshold before going into the temple.
然后呢，大那个他们摆的偶像一定是正对面的。
So the Dagon probably placed at the center of the temple.
当那个大鬼呢倒下来的时候呢，他的头啊，刚好碰到他的门槛。
So when Dagon fell, his head fell on the threshold.
所以你就可以知道这个大鬼的高度呢是相当高的。
So you know the height of Dagon must be pretty high.
而且呢，他倒下来的时候呢，碰到门槛的时候，手跟头会断的话，你就知道那个偶像的姿势是什么样的。
So how come the hands and head fell off? So you can know the posture that Dagon fell.
那个偶像的手一定是这个样子的。
So his hand must be up.
所以手呢，跟脖子的位置呢，就在这同样一个位置。这倒下来的时候，刚好就碰到门槛上面。
So the hands and head are the same level, falling onto the threshold.
所以在这样同时，你就可以知道那个约柜摆在哪里。
So you know where the ark stood.
当那个门槛一进来以后呢，他们把约柜呢摆在侧面的地方。
So they probably put it beside the threshold.
所以当偶像倒下来断的时候呢，他是在约柜的前面，他断掉了。
So he fell in front of the ark.
第一次倒下来，头跟手没有断。
The first time they fell, the hand and head were fine.
再把它推回去。
They set it back.
第二次在倒下的时候，头跟手都断了。
A second time he fell, the head and hands broke off.
这个庙对腓力斯人来讲是一个很最大的一个庙。
This is probably the biggest temple among Philistines.
所以这样的影响呢，产生了下面的结果。
So subsequent there are some consequences.
这个庙的里面有很多的祭司。
That's why there's many priests in the Dagon temple.
而且有很多的腓力斯人来到这个庙来朝拜。
And of course, many people here to worship.
结果从那次发生事情以后呢，所有来到进出这个庙的人呢，脚不敢去踩那个门槛。
From after this incident, nobody dared to step on the threshold.
这个发生是在西元前一千年的时间。
That's 1000 BC.
这是一个文字已经很发达的时候了。
There's literature recording everything.
各样的民族的制度都已经成立了。
And there's some cultural custom.
这么大的一个庙所发生的事情记录下来。
So it's recorded.
这不是一个很早很早几万年前没有人知道没有文字的时候所记载的事情。
So it's not before the words were recorded.
所以也就是从那件事情发生以后呢，所有的人要进入那个庙的时候呢，他们必须怎样？他必须跳进去的。
So they step over the threshold to enter the temple.
他们必须把裙子提高啊，脚这样跨过去才能够进去的。
They have to step up to cross the threshold.
所以他的脚不敢去踩那个门槛。
Nobody dared to step on the threshold.
为什么不敢踩门槛呢
？Why not?
这个门槛一定很不得了的。
Well, there must be something there.
因为我们所敬拜的神竟然断在这个门槛上面。
Yeah, because Dagon fell and broke everything onto the threshold.
所以这个门槛比他们的神还更有能力。
So the threshold must be stronger than their God.
所以这件事情就发生在记载在这里面。
So it's recorded here.
接下来，耶和华的手就重重的加在当地亚斯图人的身上，败坏他们，使他们生痔疮。周围四处的人都是这样的。
The Lord's hand was heavy on the people of Ashdod and its vicinity. He brought devastation upon them and afflicted them with tumors.
这个肿瘤啊，但是中文的话把它翻成是痔疮。
So tumor can be hemorrhoid or some other growth.
这个痔疮对人来讲是一个很不舒服的一种症状。
If it's hemorrhoid, it's very uncomfortable.
走路也不是，坐下来也不是，躺下来也很难受。
There's no position will make you feel comfortable if you have hemorrhoid.
特别是上厕所的时候是更痛苦。
Especially in the restroom.
使人的行动受到很多的约束跟限制。
So you're limited in many activity with the hemorrhoid.
这样的事情发生的时候，不是只有少数人。
It's not just a few.
这个时候，当地的人看见这样的情况，就说：“以色列的神的约柜呢，不可以留在我们这里，因为他的约柜在这里呢，使他的手重重加在我们和我们神大滚的身上。”
When the men of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel must not stay here with us, because his hand is heavy upon us, and upon Dagon our God."
所以他们有发生了这样的问题的时候，他们就去请腓力斯的首领来聚集，
So that's called a meeting around the rulers.
他对他们的首领说，我们向以色列的神的约柜应该怎么做呢？
So what shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?
所以这些首领说，那我们就将神的约柜呢，就抬到另外一个城市叫加特的地方。
So they answered, have the ark of the God of Israel moved to Gath.
所以他们就将神的约柜就抬到加特去了。
So they moved the ark of the God to Gath.
因为神的约柜在这里造成这么多的痛苦跟混乱。
Because the ark there causing a lot of devastation.
所以我们赶快把这个造成混乱痛苦的来源呢，就挪到另外一个城市去吧。
So they want to move the origin of the devastation to another city.
当他们运到了那个城市以后呢，耶和华的手就攻击那个城市，使那个城的人大大的惊慌，而且无论大小都生痔疮。
But after they had moved it, the Lord's hand was against that city, throwing it into a great panic. He afflicted the people of the city, both young and old, with an outbreak of tumors.
所以这里的医生呢，有需要看老痔疮，也可以看小痔疮。
So young and old, they all have came down with hemorrhoid.
所以这件事情不是偶发事情。
So it's not incidental.
我想整个城里面都很痛苦的。
So it affected the whole city.
唯一能够高兴的就是医生而已。
See, they're probably just only the doctor having so many patients.
整个城市里面大家都生痔疮的结果，他们就把神的约柜送到以格伦去。
So they send the ark of God to Ekron.
神的约柜到了以格伦的时候呢，以格伦人就大声的叫起来说，你们将神的约柜运到我们这里，要害我们和我们的老百姓吗？
As the ark of God was entering Ekron, the people of Ekron cried out, They have brought the ark of the God of Israel around to us to kill us and our people.
我们记得上一个城市啊，当把约柜运到那个城市加特的时候呢，他们并没有大声的叫嚷。
In Gath, the people did not cry out.
一直等到上帝的手临到他们，让他们生了痔疮以后，他们才开始叫嚷起来。
Only until God's hands on it afflicted everybody with hemorrhoid.
但这一次呢，当神的约柜一到了以格伦的时候呢，还没有神的手还没有施加在他们身上的时候，他们就叫起来了。
But this time, before entering Ekron, they cry out already before the hands of God are upon
them. 也就是说，他们已经听到。上一个城市所发生的事情。
So they already heard what happened in the other cities.
所以这个时候，他们赶快的打发人去请非利士的众首领来。
So they called together all the rulers of the Philistine.
他说：“愿你们将以色列神的约柜送回原来的地方，免得害了我们和我们的老百姓。”
Send the ark of the God of Israel away. Let it go back to its own place, or it will kill us and our people.
原来上帝的手重重的攻击那城。城里面人有的人因为惊慌而死。
For death has filled the city with panic. God's hand was very heavy upon it.
这里圣经讲到说，没有死的人都生了痔疮，何曾呼号，声音上达于天。
Those who did not die were afflicted with tumors, and the outcry of the city went up to heaven.
这件事情就好像是传染病一样的。
So it's a very infectious disease.
痔疮是不会传染的。
Usually hemorrhoid will not be affected.
但是它却是普遍的现象。
But it's very common.
并且是三个城市。
And all three cities came down with it.
所以这件事情的发生是一个非比寻常的事情。
So it's unusual to happen this way.
不是一般的因素会造成的。
Because hemorrhoid is not contagious, so it's not common to happen this way.
这里圣经第撒母耳记上第六章写到说，他神的约柜呢，在非利士人这个地方被掳了以后呢，有七个月的时间。
So chapter 6 verses 1, when the ark of the Lord had been in Philistine territory 7 months,
非利士人将祭司和占卜的就叫了来。
The Philistine called for the priest and the diviner and said,
我们向耶和华的约柜应当怎样行？请指示我们用什么样的方法把约柜送回去。
What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it back to its place.
因为这个约柜已经移动了到不同的三个城市。
The ark had moved through three cities.
三个城市都发生大的问题。
All three cities were afflicted.
所以他们不得不做一个彻底的解决。
So they want to take care of it for once and for all.
他们说，若要将以色列神的约柜送回去，必须要送回去的。
They answer, if you return the ark of the God of Israel.
但是我们不可以空手的把它送回去。
Do not send away empty.
一定要献上赔罪的礼物。
But by all means send a guilt offering to them.
这样或许这些问题就可以离开我们。
Then you will be healed.
以今天我们一般医学的常识来看这个，会觉得好像不实际、不真实。
From medical point of view, from modern day, it doesn't make sense.
但是在历史上记载的，当时的腓力斯人也有他的历史文献。
There's historical recording in Philistines literature as well.
腓力斯人的文献从来没有写说这些事情根本没有发生。
They never said it didn't happen.
一般打胜仗的战利品是不会送回去的。
Usually the plunder of victory will not be sent back to the defeated party.
因为他们会留下来做纪念，成为他们历史的一个夸口。
Because they want to save it as a historical boast.
就像我们大清帝国的时候，有许多东西被掳到欧洲去。
Just like Qing Dynasty was plundered by European country.
他们把它放在博物馆。
And the plunder were set in the many European museums.
一代一代的传下去。
Generation after generation.
他们的祖父会来跟他的孙子说，这就是我你的祖先打败了中国，把这些东西掳来的。
So they will say, this is your ancestor defeated China and brought it back.
今天中国开始强大了。
Now China becoming strong.
他说你把东西送回来吧。
Requesting to return those plunders.
是不是那个东西这么宝贵而已吗？
Are they precious?
为什么要拿回来？
Why do they want them back?
因为把羞耻拿掉。
Because it's a shame.
让我们自己再一次站起来。
They want to restore it.
所以约柜不会莫名其妙的还会再把它送回去的。
So there must be a reason to send back the ark.
中国可以说我有我你要多少钱，我可以出多少钱把你买回来。
China can say I want to buy it back.
但是他们说我不愿意卖。
But the European country said we are not.
这里是我们的骄傲。
That's our pride.
所以事实上，我们从这里看到历史所发生的事情，对我们今天我们的信仰。我们要对这位上帝能够有更真实的认识。
So from historical point of view, we can know God better.
今天我不在这里来评论说你信不信说这件事真的发生没有。
Let's not concentrate on whether this thing really happened or not.
但是我们从这件事情要来看腓力斯人。
But we should look upon Philistine.
这些的腓力斯人，他们有宗教信仰的。
Philistine is a religious people too.
他们有自己的庙。
They have their own temple.
他们有大滚。
They have Dagon.
里面还有祭司，也有占卜的。
They have priests.
我们要知道，一个有宗教信仰的民族，他是一个有一个心愿，他愿意朝良善的方向走的。
The religious people always want to do good.
他们不但有宗教信仰，而且他们是很虔诚的。
They are very devout.
他们不敢随意把这个约柜呢就放到车子上面就载回来。
That's why they're not willing just to put the ark and send it back.
他们是用抬着抬回来的。
They carry it and brought it back.
他们抬回来不是放在博物馆。
They didn't put it in museum.
他们放在他们自己最大庙的里面。
They put it in their biggest temple.
他们知道宗教归宗教。
They know it's something to do with religion.
并且后来发生的事情以后呢，他们不敢再踏。那个庙的门槛。
And after what happened, they dare not step on the threshold.
因为他们有一个敬畏的心。
Because they respect what happened.
而且发生了那些痔疮的事情以后，他们会惊慌，会害怕。
And the hemorrhage, of course.
这些都表现出他们有一个虔诚的心。
That means they're religious.
所以说宗教，他们虔诚的意思就是他们对他们所信的宗教呢，他们真的当一回事来看待的。
So religion mattered to them.
他们有宗教，有虔诚。
They have religions, and they truly believe their own religion.
但是他们并没有这样就昏了头。
But they kept their head together.
他们还是有理智的。
They still have their own reasoning.
他们会从大捆庙所发生的事情，跟三次转换地点发生痔疮的事情，他们能当中找出原因来。
They see the reason what happened in the temple of Dagon and three other cities.
并且他们要解决这个问题，他们有方案的，要怎么样来处理这件事情。
They want to provide solution.
所以不要常常当作有宗教的人理智都失去了，并不是如此。
So religion doesn't exclude reasoning.
如果按照我们今天来看，我们坐在这里，我们来敬拜这位上帝。
So now look at us. We're sitting here, worship our own God.
我们有宗教。
We have religion.
我们有一个虔诚的心。
We look upon him.
我们也有理智。
We also have our own reasoning.
但是他们并不认识真理。
But sometimes they don't know the real truth.
因为不是按照真理来对待这位上帝。
They did not treat the true God with truth.
结果这样的结果呢，不但没有办法得到祝福，反倒招惹了许多的灾难。
That's why I didn't get blessing.
本来应该是高高兴兴打了一个大胜仗。
Because victory should brought back happiness.
这个打胜仗的代表就是这个约柜。
So they thought the ark was the symbol of victory.
结果往后的七个月，凄凄惨惨呢，落得非常悲惨的地步。
But they suffered full 7 months after they took back the ark.
或许上帝就借着这一群人所发生的事情，要告诉我们一些信息。
Probably God gave us a message through the suffering of Philistine.
在这些非利士人错误的示范的里面，让我们来认识这位上帝。
He wants us to know him through the wrong example among Philistine.
这位圣经所启示的上帝，他来告诉我们第一件事情。
The first thing he told us.
他是有位格的，他是有自主性的。
Because he has personality and self-independence.
他非常的厌恶啊，人对他任意的摆布。
So the poor humans behavior.
所以你注意看世界的宗教呢，他们所造的偶像呢，都像个人的样子。
If you look upon all the religions in the world, they all look like human.
有两个眼睛。
All have two eyes.
如果他觉得他们的偶像啊，看得还不够清楚呢，就三个眼睛，四个眼睛。
Sometimes they want their idol to see even better. They put third, even fourth eyes upon the idols.
而且他们的偶像一定有耳朵的。
And the idol always have ears.
他们怕他偶像的耳听不太清楚。
Sometimes they want to improve the idol's hearing.
所以你看他们的偶像的耳朵都很大的。
Sometimes you can see the giant ears among the idols.
所以希望他能够听得到。
So they can hear better.
他们所造的偶像往往也有两只手的。
And most idols have hands.
如果他们觉得他们的偶像忙不过来的时候，他们就造很多只的手。
And sometimes they think maybe two hands are not enough for their busy life. They create more hands.
那更低等的宗教呢，就是用动物来做。
Some lower religion worshipped animals.
但是这一些你就看到都是从地上的东西模仿出来以后造出来的偶像。
So they are just worship the created.
所以这些偶像都是根据人的意思把它造成那个样子。
It's all from human's image.
当你来认识耶稣基督的时候，你就会发现很辛苦。
So through that, then you feel maybe it's difficult to accept Jesus.
按照圣经的启示呢，我们没有办法造任何的像。
Because we shouldn't, there's no image.
如果按照真正圣经所讲的，连耶稣的像都不可以有的。
We shouldn't even have the image of Jesus.
因为那个时代没有相机。
Because there was no photo, there was no camera.
从来没有有人有机会把耶稣照的像。
So nobody really took the photograph of Jesus.
所以你所画出来的那个像都是推理的。
So the portraits are based on human ideation.
我常常在想说，耶稣为什么不降生在刚好有相机的时候呢？
So I always thought why Jesus wasn't born today with camera.
因为他选择时间一定是正确的。
Because he chose the right.
因为我们的信仰会走错方向。
Otherwise, the image may mislead us.
如果那个时候耶稣来的时候有相机的时候，把他照出来的时候，所有的人都到那张像上面去拜。
So if there's a photograph of him, we actually worship his photograph.
这位启示自由拥有的上帝就被约束在那张像的里面了。
So the inspiration of God was limited into this simple photograph.
所以人要来敬拜上帝呢，你不能按照你自己的想法来敬拜的。
So we should not worship through our own idea.
你只能按照他的意思来敬拜他。
We should worship through God's idea.
他借着圣经来告诉我们我是谁。
God told us who he really is through Bible.
当这样的启示临到你的时候，你就在这个启示里面来按照这个启示来敬拜他。
So we should worship him through his revelation through Bible.
这里很明显的看出来他的自主性。这个腓力斯人打了胜仗以后，他们也是恭恭敬敬的要把约柜呢抬到他们自己的地方去。
You can God's self-independence, even though Philistine brought him back with respect.
所以在这件事情上就产生了这些的问题。
So you know, problem occurred.
以色列人把约柜抬到战场之前，没有询问他的意思。
Because Israel did not inquire God and brought the ark to the front line.
他们以为他们把约柜抬来，这位上帝就被约束在约柜的里面。
They limited God into the ark.
那既然如果上帝在他这个约柜的里面，他们跟着来的话，他们应该就会打胜仗的。
They thought the ark itself will bring the victory.
这是人的思想。
This is human's idea.
但是他是一位有位格的上帝。
But God has His own personality.
他有他自己的思想。
And self-independence.
他有他自己的情感。
Has His own emotion.
他有他自己的意志。
Has His own idea.
人不要用自己的想法把他拘束在你的想法里面，认为这就是上帝。
We shouldn't limit God through our own thinking.
腓力士人把他抬到庙里面去。
Philistine put the ark into their temple.
但是他不会被关在庙里面的。
But God cannot be limited into a Philistine's temple.
如果不是按照他的意思来对待他，就是任意待他。
So without consulting him, it's blasphemy.
上帝一定会有反应，还有动作的。
That's why God will respond accordingly.
第二件事情，我们认识这位上帝，他是独一的上帝。
Also, God is the one and only one.
他是分别为圣的。
So it's separated from others.
他们把这位上帝放在跟大衮放在同一个庙的里面。
And we put God into Dagon's temple.
好像这位上帝是其中的一个神。
Just one of the God.
所以他跟众神呢可以排排坐的。
So thought he can live among other gods.
就像有的政府呢把所有的宗教呢归入一个宗教局局长来管的。
Just like some country have a department or ministry of religions, put all the religions together.
我要说这个人 比所有的神都伟大。
And he is mightier than all the other.
从圣经的启示来看， 这是一大的笑话。
So such ministry of religions is a joke.
我们的想法常常把它跟其他东西放在一起。基督徒的思想里面应当要这样的认识啊，我们所信的不是一个宗教。
So Christianity is not a religion.
不是跟其他各种宗教并排排在这个排排坐的。
So that's why we shouldn't be put together with other religions.
曾经有人生了病。
Some people got sick.
然后他来。他的朋友一个基督徒带着他来找我。
And a Christian brought the sick person to me.
来的时候他就告诉他们所发生的事情。
And told me what happened.
然后他也说我也去庙里请那个菩萨那个和尚来为他祈求。
So he has other Buddhist monk to worship, to pray for him.
他也到道教的里面也请人来为他做法。
Also have the Taoists to perform some ritual.
所以他也来找我说要我为他祷告。
And he asked me to do some praying for him.
我跟他讲说我绝对不为你祷告。
So I said I could not do it.
因为我所信的上帝不是跟你们排排坐的。
Because my God is different from.
不是我没有爱心。
It's not because I don't have love.
因为违反了真理。
Because it's not the truth.
还有人要结婚。
And some people get married.
要办丧礼
and then, or funeral,
但是他从来不信耶稣的
they never believe in Jesus,
他说他要到教堂里面来办
but they want to get it done in the church.
我想尽办法拒绝
so I would try all my means to reject.
我怎么来办这个婚礼呢
how can I officiate the wedding?
我是奉谁的名来主持这个婚礼呢
in the name of who?
所以弟兄姐妹从这里要思想什么是这位上帝的想法，还有什么是人的想法
？So I had to separate what's God thinking and human thinking.
如果我们不认识他的时候，我们就认为自己的那一套很宝贵、很伟大、很有爱心的那一套，倒是惹了上帝的愤怒。
So from our own way of thinking, being good actually offend God.
从这件事情里面看到，上帝是掌管灵界的事情。
From this incident, we know he had authority over spiritual area, arena.
他们把它摆到大衮的庙里面，把约柜放在大衮庙里面。
That's why when they put ark in the temple of Dagon.
注意这里啊，上帝还给机会了。
So God would give them opportunity.
第一次就倒下来。
So the first time just fell.
还是没有听懂。
And they did not get it.
所以第二次倒的时候，头跟手都断了。
That's why when the second time they fell, the hand.Heads and hand broke off.
常常我们基督徒也有一种错误的想法。
We Christians sometimes mistaken too.
我们以为撒旦跟上帝是对立的。
Sometimes we think Satan opposed they're equal.
好像两个是旗鼓相当的对手。
They're just a good fight against each other.
圣经仔细去看的话，你就发现根本不是对手。
But if you look into the Bible, they're no equal, no comparison.
只有耶稣站在人子的位置上的时候，撒旦才能够攻击他。
Satan can only attack Jesus when he came as the Son of Man.
我们注意看圣经所记载，耶稣受试探的时候，他都是站在人的位置上。
Because when he was tempted as a human being.
所以这我们所信的这位上帝，从来没有败在仇敌的手上。
So he was never defeated by Satan.
仇敌对他没有什么办法的。
He was never defeated by any of his enemy.
所以腓力斯人所拜的这个大衮的这个偶像倒地，头跟手都断了。
That's why the idol of Dagon fell and head and hands broke off.
大衮庙现在在哪里呢？
So where's the Dagon's temple?
已经不见了。
Nobody can find it.
我们说圣经说启示的这位上帝，到今天照样在这里行作万事。
So the gods, the revelation still here.
并且魔鬼撒旦知道他自己的结局。
And Satan, demon, know their ending.
因为这位上帝掌管灵界一切的事情。
Because God had authority over spiritual arena.
人可以失败。
Man will fail.
教会可能软弱。
Church can be weak.
就像以色列人和约柜的失败被掳。
Just like Israel was defeated.
但是这位上帝从来没有败过。
But God was never defeated.
从历史上有多少次烧圣经、关教堂
？So historically, how many people tried to burn the church?
杀基督徒
，and then kill Christians.
上帝仍然掌权。
But God shall reign.
屹立不摇
，and still there.
因为他不被关在庙里面的。
He was not limited in. He's not limited in the temple.
他不会被绑在约柜里面的。
So he's not limited in the ark.
他掌管灵界。
So he has authority over all spiritual arena.
并且他掌管人界，他掌管人的历史。
He also has authority over human and history.
有时候我们想，一般我们思想里面想说，一个痔疮会产生多大的影响力呢
？How come the hemorrhage would cause such affliction?
如果一个人得痔疮，我讲。大家都觉得，应该找医生就解决了。
We can think just go to the doctor and take care of it.
两个，三个。
A couple more, no big deal.
五十个，一百个。
Even 50, 100.
这个时候就产生了惊慌的作用。
Then panic set in.
我们再回忆一下过去在中国、香港、台湾、中国所发生的非典 SARS.
So reflecting upon a couple years ago, there were SARS.In the Asia,
那个时候不但是亚洲地方一片的惊慌
，there were not only panic in Asia.
事实上已经传到了世界各个地方去
，but that's around the world.
后来的猪流感
，and avian flu,
还有禽流感
，and the swine flu,
还有今天的伊波拉
，and the Ebola virus,
还有我们 Orange County 现在已经有 West Nile.
And West Nile virus.
今年已经有第一个已经丧命了。
A couple of days ago, reported the first death occurred in Orange County.
如果今天在 Orange County 这个地方，明天再爆出来有三个 West Nile 的死亡。
What if there's three more reported deaths here in Orange County?
下个礼拜有十个。
And the next week 10.
你会惊慌吗
？You feel panic.
那个惊慌会大到一个程度，叫人惧怕而死。
So. Probably panic to the point of feeling death.
当上帝要做事情的时候
，When God's in control，
人就必须要有反应的。
Man has to respond。
就发生这个痔疮，事实上不会要人死的。
Hemorrhage will not kill you。
但是因为信仰崩溃了。
Because their belief broke down。
当一个社会的信仰崩溃的时候，这个恐惧就会扩散，并且到无限大的恐惧。
When religion broke down, the panic sets in and spreading.
我们想想看，上帝只使用一个痔疮，就让一个整个城瓦解。
So only a hemorrhoid can afflict the whole city.
他可以掌管，很轻易的方法就可以掌管人的。
So he can control everything.
从这几件事情上，上帝告诉你他是谁。
So from this incident, he told you who he really is.
但是我们要从这里更看见，上帝是满了慈爱和恩典的上帝。
But we should see his love and grace.
他没有一次立刻就彻底的消灭人。
He's a God of second chance.
他给机会一次再一次。
He showed mercy time after time.
我们也来看，当你的信仰不正确的时候，当不好的事情发生的时候，人的正常反应就是叫做趋吉避凶。
So if your belief is incorrect, sometimes when bad things happen, you want to change it.
我们把信仰拿来处理，我是在顺境还是逆境，这是我信仰最重要的目的。
You may use it as a talisman to try to get everything according to your will.
所以腓力斯人他们是一个很世俗的宗教的一种心理。
So it's a very secular religious among Philistines.
不管你什么信仰，只要我能够舒服，我就相信你。
So just want to see what is best for me. Selfish.
如果这个让我不舒服，我就不要这个信仰。
If couldn't supply what I need, then I don't like this religion.
所以这个城发生了问题的时候，就赶快把这个约柜呢抬到另外一个城去。
That's why they want to move the ark from city to city.
如果这个约柜在这个地方使我们生意发达，我们就把它留下来。
If the ark is here, our business prospers, then we will keep the ark.
这个就是世上的信仰的原则。
So this is a secular principle of religion.
只要把我的麻烦挪去，把好处给我，这个就是我的信仰。
Just take care of my trouble and give me blessing. That's what I want.
事实上，我们在这里看见一件腓力斯人最可惜的一件事情。
The most pitiful things for Philistine.
上帝的作为在他们当中很明显。
So it's obvious God shows signs to them.
却没有一个人回转到神的面前来。
But nobody repent and return to God.
自身受了苦，没有得着益处。
So they suffered but didn't get any benefit out of it.
我们曾经听过一些基督徒，他们是因为受了苦难。结果他们在这苦难当中认识了这位上帝。
So we heard many Christians witness through trial and tribulation, they see God.
如果上帝的作为借着这个他们的大滚偶像能够断手 断头，并且用痔疮的事情这样的呼唤他们。
If through the breakage of the image of Dagon and the hemorrhoid, they can bring them to God.
人如果在这样的事情上转向上帝，你就得到福气了。
Return to God, then they will be greatly blessed.
我们所信的基督信仰，你怎么面对这些事情呢？
So how do we face incident like this among Christian belief?
你所面对的这位有位格的上帝，你真的认识他吗？
Do you really know God's personality?
是不是能够更激发我们起来追求他，来爱慕他
？So we should love him and go after him.
让我们真的知道他的想法，他的旨意是什么
？We want to know his will.
我们所信的这位上帝是独一的上帝
，It's the one and only God.
他是分别为圣的上帝
，So separate from any other religion.
是不是这样也能够激起我们过一个圣洁的生活呢？
So make us to be holy.
不把这个世界的世俗跟我们的掺杂在一起。
We don't want to mingle with the world.
因为他是圣洁的神。
Because we are holy. God is holy.
如果我们看见他 他是掌管灵界的这位主宰的话，我们怎么样回应他呢？
So he has authority over spiritual arena. How should we respond?
我们是不是在这个地上所过的每一天的日子里面，我们确确实实有把握，在我里面的比世界上的还要大？
So we want to know the life among us is not the greatest.
你真的相信吗？
Do you really believe that?
在我里面的比世界的还要大。
What's inside you about God is better than anything in the world.
这个世界对我的试探，我可以过得胜的生活。
So I can overcome all the temptation in the world.
因为在我里面的那个比世界的还要大。
Because the God within me is greater than everything in the world.
并且我们这里看到，这位上帝是掌管人的历史的上帝。
I also have authority over human and history.
世界一切的走向最后必须要回到他的旨意里面来。
So the world will go according to his will.
我们是不是有这样的回应呢？ 我就可以过一个真实平安的日子。
So we should respond accordingly and live in peace and joy.
可以在这个世上虽然有苦难，但是我有把握，因为我在他的里面有真实的平安。
Despite suffering in the world, we will have peace and joy.
当我们回应他对我们的爱，他岂不是也像对腓力斯人一样，一次两次的呼唤，一次两次希望我们转回吗？
We should respond and repent, just even for Philistine, he gave them many chances.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是那位全能的上帝。
You are Almighty God.
你是那位在宝座上掌权的上帝。
You're sitting on the throne with power and authority.
所以我们在你的面前，我们应当敬畏你。
Before you, we should worship you.
你是那位有位格的上帝，我们要尊重你。
You have personality and self-independence. We respect you.
你是那位独一的上帝，帮助我们过一个圣洁的生活。
You're one and only and holy.
你是那位掌管灵界的上帝。
You have authority over spiritual arena.
叫我们能够靠着你得胜而有余。
We shall overcome through you.
你也是那位掌管历史的上帝。
You also have authority over history.
我们可以过一个平安的日子。
We can know we can live in peace and joy.
感谢你是那位慈爱的上帝。
We also thank you for your love and mercy.
让我们留心注意你对我们的呼唤。
So let's respond to your calling.
让我们跟随你到底。
Let's follow you to the end.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你听了信息，你愿意对主有回应，愿意接受耶稣基督成为会员或受洗，或者愿意需要有祷告的代祷的，请你举手，我会过来。If you are touched by the message and you would like to accept Jesus to be your personal savior, or to be baptized, or to be a member of this church, or you need some prayer support, you may raise your hand when I come by you, and I will pray with you.
弟兄姐妹，那我们翻开诗歌本的第296首，诗歌本第296，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
Now let us turn to our hymnal number 296, I have decided to follow Jesus, hymn 296.
诗歌本的第296首，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，请大家一起起立。
Let us all rise and sing hymn 296.I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
好，各位请坐。
Thank you. Please be seated.
Now is time for offering. Let's meditate God's blessing and give thanks.
Peace to be with you, brother and sister. Welcome to our Sunday worship today.
我们今天很高兴有两个家庭来参加我们的聚会。第一个家庭是 Priscilla, Olivia, and Bernard.
So we have two families visiting us. The first family is Priscilla, Olivia, and Bernard. Let's welcome them.
那第二个家庭是 Vicky 跟 Kevin， 他们还有一个小 baby。So the second family is Vicky and Kevin. Let's welcome them. 那欢迎你们留下来跟我们共进午餐。Please do welcome and stay with us for lunch.
那我们下个礼拜六有个什么重要的活动啊？记不记得？
就是那个郊游跟烤肉。OK。那我们在后面的话是有个单张，所以上个礼拜我们已经有大概45个人报名，所以我们还是欢迎继续有更多的朋友，邀请更多的朋友来报名。那我们后面是有一个参加的表，你可以就是说让我们可以控制知道人数来准备食物。那另外后面是有单张，只是我们怎么去可以用来邀请朋友。然后上面还有两个很重要的号码，就是牧师跟家计的 cell phone。如果到时候有问题的话，请用那两个 cell phone 来跟我们联络。那另外就是，虽然我们说11点开始，不过那个地方停车不太好停，所以希望大家能够早点去。而且附近有很多的地方可以散步，可以所以早一点来的话，停车会比较方便。
So we all know the next Saturday is our picnic.As of last week, we already have more than 55 sign up, but it's still open for more registration. We have a sign up sheet in the back. So welcome more to join us.
And we also have some flyer. You can use that to get the direction, how to get there. And also two very important information. That's Pastor and Brother Jiaji's cell phone. So if you have problem during that day, you can use those two numbers to get in touch with us. And even though we start around 11 o'clock, but the parking is limited. So I urge everybody to be there a little bit earlier to find a nice parking spot.
那我们弟兄姐妹团契通常是第一个礼拜五，但是因为我们礼拜六有烤肉，所以就是顺延到下个礼拜五，9月12号。 那这一次的话是在宗会弟兄跟维静姐妹家，那所以请邀请你们的朋友来参加。那我们继续查考第九课，正面激励自己的能力。让我们来一起学的是怎么样从神的话语来帮助自我成长。 So usually our brotherhood and sister EQ meeting fall on the first Friday of each month, but because we decided since Saturday it's a picnic, so we postponed, rescheduled to the next Friday, September 12th, the second Friday. And Brother Williams and Sister Wei will host the meeting. We're going to touch on number 9, positive, how to encourage yourself and self-fulfillment. So we encourage you to invite more friends to join us to learn God's words and also self-improvement. 那我们已经介绍过，就是我们教会的会计年度，就是教会的行事历是这个月就结束了。所以9月14号那个礼拜天，我们是第一次的新年度的事务大会，那就是要请各位会员留下来，让我们来选举下一年度理事会的人选。So our church calendar ends at the end of this month. So next month, September 14th, the Sunday, we encourage all active members stay, so we will conduct our first annual business meeting to select the new members for the next fiscal year, the council member. Please do stay and participate in this business meeting. 那我们再来10月份、11月跟12月都有其他的活动，那就是请大家参考这个节序表。 So for upcoming events in October, November, and September, please consult the bulletin. And when time gets closer, we will give you more detail. 那然后今天主日崇拜以后, worship department 有个meeting, 所以请 worship department 的会员留下来。 So today after the Sunday service, the worship department will have a meeting. So the member, please do stay and join the meeting. 那我们查经祷告会, 这个礼拜是查考哥林书前书的第三章。 那我们礼拜四, 有两个时段，礼拜五的话也是暂停，就是因为我们跟青年团契，礼拜五的查经班跟礼拜五的青少年团契都暂停，因为我们准备礼拜六来参加我们教会的烤肉，所以查经祷告会只有礼拜四两个时段。那我们要请大家特别注意，就是礼拜四早上那个时段9点半在教会集合，然后我们一起去牧师家来Palak。
OK， 所以这个是等于是牧师，我们欢迎师母来，所以他们搬到一个新的地方，等于是一个 open house， 所以我们希望大家礼拜四早上9点半到教堂，然后我们去一起去牧师家聚餐，然后查考圣经。So the Bible study and prayer meeting this week, there's only two slots on Thursday, and the 9:30 Bible study. We'll meet at church, and then we will go to pastor's house. We know Amy joined pastor not too long ago, so they moved to a new place. It's kind of like an open house. So please do join us on 9:30 here if you're not working or some other, you are free. Welcome to join us, and then we will go to pastor's house for a potluck and Bible study as well. And then Thursday night, of course, is Sister Hui Ming's home. And then there will be no prayer meeting and Bible study Friday night. And there's no youth meeting on Friday night as well. So we all go to Saturday, the picnic. 那另外就是我们礼拜天早上9点半到10点有中英文祷告会。如果说你需要带到，就比方工作上啊，或者是其他任何的事情，请让牧师知道，或者是其他的弟兄朋友知道，我们来为你带到。
因为我们知道祷告是很重要的事情。So we have Mandarin and English prayer meeting every Sunday from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, both in English and Mandarin. So if you have prayer requests, please let pastor or brothers or Sunday school teachers know. Then we can pray for you. We know it's very important to have a prayer meeting, and then we also encourage brother and sister to join us. 那我们现在就是请牧师给我们一个特别报告，因为我们大概。所以因为那个地方我刚刚忘记了，就是那个地方也许坐的地方可能不够，如果说你自己有折叠式的椅子的话请带来、okay. 当然它附近事实上是很凉快，有很多草地可以坐了，那你如果说喜欢坐下来有椅子的话，那边椅子可能数目不太多，所以自己最好记得带来。然后我们大概就是注意，因为艾欧丽姐妹很久没有来，所以她最近是身体有点。那牧师有个特别报告，让我们我知道弟兄姐妹对她都很关心，所以请牧师来做一下特别的。
在报告之前，我提醒一下，那个 worship team 呢是在英文主日学的教室，开会哈，李伯母呢他已经住院两个礼拜了哈。那他现在目前住的地方呢是在Lake Forest Nursing Center.
So Ioli has been hospitalized for 2 weeks. Right now she's in a nursing home in Lake Forest.
下个星期二呢他就要转往 Monterey Park.
The next Tuesday she'll be transferred to another nursing facility in Monterey Park.
我预备了卡片在后面的桌子上，如果您愿意的话，可以等一下给他签个名，给他安慰跟鼓励。
So there's a card in the back, so please do sign to encourage her.
希望他在那个地方很快的康复，又能够再次回到我们当中。
We hope she will have a speedy recovery and return to us soon.
如果您愿意在他离开下星期二之前离开的话，我可以提供你地址。
So if you want to visit her before she leave for Monterey Park, pastor has the address.
好，这就是我的报告。
Okay, thank you.
好
，Let's arise and sing the doxology.
May God let you delight in the law of the Lord.